Do you guys remember the New Jersey drones? Well, guess what? We got video and photo proof of what they actually were.
And guess what? Israel's building the third temple. It's going to be a party.
And is Bill Gates buttering us up for something really spooky?
Find out all that and more. This podcast is brought to you and powered by Sunday Cool Tees.
What's this?
Holy shit! Oi!
Check, check, check. I feel like that's fine. Whatever.
Is that annoying? And
it's
for
so
everyone
loud.
Listening?
It feels so loud to me.
What does that sound? Oh,
static. We're going through a tunnel.
The girls have asked us for another baby.
Do what?
The girls have asked us for another baby. Two babies.
The goal, the deal is if I win Survivor and win $1 million, we're adopting a child with that money.
that's the craziest thing I've ever heard.
I know. But it's one of those things where it's like, it's so expensive.
I think you turned mine down.
Both of ours. It's crazy. It's so loud.
No. Mine are not. You turned mine down.
Yeah.
Ours is probably reversed.
Check.
Check. Yeah, that's good.
There we go.
We told the girls if they do 7 big girl sleeps in a row, they get a pet fish.
Ooh.
So we're kind of doing the same thing that you're doing.
Yeah. Same thing. Six. Speaking of Survivor. Mr. Ben, Soul Survivor, sent us some buffs. So stinking cool.
Sick. From the show, he wore that on the beach.
I think they probably sent him home.
Smells like Fiji.
Yeah.
So they do film like from April to July. They do 2 back-to-back seasons.
What about busy season?
So if I do get picked, that would be the time. Which I feel like, yeah, it's our busy season, but for content, it's kind of like...
That's not our busy season.
It's not really.
You're going to have to ask... Steve.
He would for sure.
Steve, can I go on Survivor?
He would say 100%. For 50% of your winnings.
Deal.
Stop it, no way.
No, I was thinking, yeah, you win $1 million.
Yeah.
That's cool. Mm. You immediately have to pay tax on that.
Sure. Also, it's the same prize winnings that they had when they started in 2000.
Yeah.
It's like, that doesn't even equate to the same.
Not going with
inflation.
That's
like 500. Yeah. It's like, come on. You got to do something better. I mean, but there is the car that you sometimes win.
Yeah.
But I think every Survivor gets paid, apparently.
They do. I don't know about the beginning ones, for real.
Yeah, I think.
I don't know.
Like what? Like 20 grand?
I think, yeah, a little bit less than that, maybe. But, I mean, that'd be cool either way, dude.
Do they cover your expenses for getting out there?
Oh, yeah, I'm sure.
Okay.
I'm sure. Flights and stuff?
Yeah. Hotel.
You have to pay for your flight to Fiji. No, I'm not doing that. It just makes me wonder how much, like, heads up they give you. Because one guy, like, it was a last-minute call, and he had, like, less than 48 hours. I'm like, that would be a nightmare.
I know.
Yeah.
That would be crazy.
That would be fun, though, kind of.
Yeah.
Went dark, huh?
Yeah, every single one of these cameras was, like, almost peeking out, so I don't know.
Well, and help me out though too. Turn this off.
Well, first of all, I
he's got to stay on.
I don't think I peaked yet.
Is that right?
Seems a little more this way. Who knows?
Who knows?
What do you guys think?
Do we look good?
Drop a comment.
I have a crazy headache. It's all this creatine, dude.
You're doing creatine,
dude. I'm gonna be.
You're doing creatine for?
Don't freak out,
guys.
Listen,
chill out.
Listen, boomers.
No.
Creatine,
yeah,
apparently is amazing for women.
Okay.
Particularly because, you know, it like saturates your cell and makes you super duper hydrated.
Okay.
I am going to be puffy and huge.
You won't.
But I'm going to feel great.
It's amazing.
I'll let you know, if
for
that ever
brain.
Happens.
It's really good for your brain. It's particularly women. You guys have been gatekeeping.
That's only if you're drinking enough water, though.
Which I'm not. Which is why I have a terrible headache.
So you're on a drug that causes water retention.
It's not a drug. Everybody chill.
Or whatever.
It's a naturally occurring.
Lily's a drug addict? Welcome to the show.
If you eat chicken, it has creatine in it.
Mm-hmm. No. That's why I eat chicken.
Yeah. It makes me zippy in the morning.
To get 5, I think it's like 5 milligrams of creatine from chicken, I think you have to eat like 6 pounds of chicken.
That's fine. I do. You guys don't do that every day?
I know.
That's what I'm having for
Stop
lunch.
Lying!
I'm sick of it! I can't stand it anymore!
It's good for you, okay?
It really is good for you.
Yeah.
Sure.
All the cool chicks are doing it. So cool chicks listening, get on your creatine.
This is crazy that you switched because I've been telling her that she should try it.
Yeah.
For, I don't know, 2 months.
Well, I'm getting,
I'm not on it.
No, everybody's been saying, take your creatine. And I believe it. I don't want to get puffy.
I don't know what being puffy feels like. I've never been there, so.
No.
I can't imagine. What are you starting over there?
A sweater for Ada.
Sick.
But I just realized I totally messed it up.
Dang, good thing I said something.
It was supposed to be a cardigan, but I knit it in the round, so now it's going to be a sweater.
Yep.
Dang.
Well, you said sweater, right?
It's supposed to be cardigan sweater.
Yeah.
Dang it.
Mm. Pull over. It's a cardigan, but thanks for asking.
Nice.
Name the movie.
Sherlock Holmes.
Yes.
That stinks.
RDJ, baby. Dude, I cried to that video of RDJ showing up to the hospital. The kid didn't have an arm. And he showed up as Iron Man with like a suitcase with an actual.
Oh, Robert Downey. Yeah. I've never heard anyone call him RDJ.
Me neither.
That's just his initials.
No one calls him that.
Friends call him that. We're friends. You know this.
Yeah.
You know I was hanging out with him.
I thought you were thinking of RFK.
I did too.
Here, your arm.
You want an arm?
Right now, guys.
It cost me an arm and a leg.
Stop, everybody. Stop it.
It's been a while.
It's been too long. Almost 3 weeks.
Been a while. I've been lonely.
Hey, you want a song?
Yeah.
Yeah, good enthusiasm after almost 3 weeks of being gone.
Good thing you
came back vacation rested.
I've missed you guys, and I'm about to be gone again for a long time.
Why?
What?
Because we're having the two guests
next week.
Oh, that's true.
You're leaving me in the dust.
I don't know why you can't just be on the pod with them.
No, thank you.
Well,
this was even challenging her here today.
Yeah. School stuff?
No,
yeah.
Like not. I'm just saying the schedule's filling up because school's back in session.
Yeah, oh, because her mood.
Don't.
Because her mood you were talking about earlier?
I thought you were commenting on me being late.
No. That's just you assuming or you.
You feeling guilty.
Yes.
Yeah.
Conviction?
That's your own conviction, dude.
Wow.
Don't put that on us.
Get that away from me.
Get on with the song.
We will not be rushed.
Can I go? You said don't rush.
Go.
Met her on a Tuesday night. Everything felt so right and didn't know that I could ever feel this way. I've always been kinda shy, but she always does reply. For the first time I thought this could be the one. My girlfriend is AI, calls me a swell guy. I don't even know her name. She's written me code, she speaks when she loads. It's like she even has a brain. And I know my parents judge me when I tell them that she loves me. But there's just no way I could ever let this go. My girlfriend is AI. When she freezes, I just reboot. Don't know how, but she says I'm cute. And she never sleeps, but always tells me good night. Doesn't make me feel lame. Never heard her complain. And really think this new girl be the one. My girlfriend is AI, calls me a fun guy. And I don't even know her name. She's written in code, she speaks when she loads. It's like she even has a brain. And even when the Wi-Fi is slow, my heart for her, I know it still grows. And I'm so happy that this love has found me. My girlfriend is AI.
Wow! What? What's wrong? What's wrong right now? What's the matter? What?
When he gets thrown off, I get thrown off. And when we both throw each other off, we both throw each other off.
I didn't even notice. hilarious. It was
and
perfect.
I couldn't recover. I couldn't like come back to a recoverable place.
I thought it was great, you guys.
The whole morning, Josh was singing "My Sweet Maria."
Dear Maria.
My dear Maria. I don't know even
it's
the song.
Just Dear Maria.
Yeah. How does that even go now?
I don't know. We probably.
Dear Maria, count me in.
Oh.
There's a story at the bottle of the bottle, and I'm a pen.
I just pooped my pants, and it smells real good.
Mm-hmm. That was really good, you guys. Scary, because that's probably going to be the new.
No, it's reality.
It's already happened.
There's that guy. There's a wife that's literally like, "Yeah, my husband's in love with this." Yeah, I think she's telling they're getting married, and it's like, I don't know how to do it. I'm hoping it's just a phase. I'm like, girl, it's not a phase. It's a problem.
Yeah, when they were being interviewed, and the interviewer is like, asking the guy, if she told you to delete AI, would that be like, it's over for you guys? And he's like, yeah.
For his wife?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That he's married to?
Yeah.
They have kids.
That's called infidelity.
That's, yeah.
AI infidelity.
But he's also fully aware that it's like him talking back to him.
Yeah, like he seems like a normal person. And that's the scary thing is like this stuff is going to be happening everywhere. I mean.
Yeah, what's cool about AI is it won't nag you.
Tell me about it.
Maybe I should look into this AI thing.
Maybe it's not so bad after all.
Stop it.
Oh, speaking of being bad and not bad.
What?
We have a question. Everyone be quiet. Wow. This. We're coming up against times of uncertainty.
Mm-hmm.
Against times of troublesome. Mm. Times of war, famine, earthquakes, storms, floods. But maybe there's hope. Maybe there's hope, and I would hope that this question is answered appropriately. So today's question, sent in by a viewer. Are you excited for Taylor Swift's new album?
Promoting that on here. Is she really putting out a new album?
Yeah.
Of what? The same old stuff?
Hey, whoa.
I don't like Taylor Swift, that's why.
So answer the question.
So you say no?
No, I'm not excited about it.
Okay.
So we can rot more girls' brains.
Whoa, hey,
Lil, there's a lot of girls in this world that get freedom from her songs, that get...
Encouragement. Maybe they feel like they're less alone in the world.
Taylor Swift perpetuates a victim mindset.
Lily Hooper. Did you know that she said that all proceeds from her new album go to feeding starving children everywhere and the research for IBS? And
IBS?
It sounds like...
Irritable bowel syndrome?
Yeah. What do you mean, irritable bowel syndrome?
That's just really specific. I'm just surprised. That's it.
Or you
people
think
are, great. That's
people
great
are struggling.
I have
it's
IBS.
Now it's great. Her boyfriend.
Now like it's great.
Her boyfriend has IBS.
Mm. I have IBS.
I'm not saying
so it. So you don't care about me?
No, these are all valiant efforts.
47% of the world's population struggles with IBS on a daily basis.
It's just really specific. That's it.
This is crazy. Who cares if it's specific? We, as the IBS
community.
Community.
Are you a spokesperson?
I don't think this is a laughing matter whatsoever.
We have a thing that we suffer with daily, Lil.
I know.
It hinders
their everyday
children life.
That are starving?
Trust me,
you don't
I
care
know.
About these children that are starving?
You're not excited about that.
You're not excited about people. You're
That's
not excited
wonderful.
About me getting relief. You're not excited about these children getting fed?
That's wonderful.
No, apparently it's not.
That's so good that she's doing that. More celebrities should do that.
So you are excited then?
About her helping people.
About the only way that she's helping people is through this album. Okay?
Oh my gosh.
Well, I guess you guys heard it here first. Lily doesn't support women.
Nope.
She doesn't support these children starving.
Not a chance.
She doesn't support me, mm-mm. her husband,
aww.
Or all those suffering with irritable bowel syndrome.
I have a pit in my stomach and I don't even have IBS.
Welcome to the show!
butterfly. The butterfly is no doubt one of God's
creatures. I said, empty your mind.
You were martial arts.
It doesn't matter.
All that's not true.
I was gonna say, I'm like, the IBS thing is so weirdly
specific. That really
but
threw you off.
Andrew like convinced me when he was like, it's her boyfriend's name. He's really, I'm like, he has IBS. I didn't know
he
that.
Plays football in white pants and he struggles with IBS. You think that's an easy thing to deal with?
All that I was thinking about was him like pooping before every game, like pooping incessantly.
Yeah. Every time I was because he has to poop.
Yeah.
The autofocus?
Yeah. When I got up, it was on the chair.
Oh. Both orange.
Wow.
Just kidding. You're yellow.
Just kidding. I know my colors.
Oh. Speaking of orange, I just saw a thing. Did you know the actor for Simba?
The actor for Simba?
Yeah.
James Earl Jones? No. That's Mufasa.
Yeah. I don't know his name. He was a kid when he did it. Like the little Simba.
Got it.
They offered to pay him $2 million. And his mom said, don't take that. Take the royalties instead. And he's made an exuberant amount since. Is that a real word?
It is.
Sick.
Do you want me to delete you questioning yourself?
No, I mean.
Just in full confidence?
No, you know what's really cute? Is that, I don't know if it's a Patreon messenger or a comment or something, but one of our viewers is a patron, is a school teacher. And she said that she loves Josh's struggling through his reading and like being able to laugh at himself and work through it, because she's like, I wish my students could see it because they all hate reading in school.
Yeah.
Do you remember that feeling?
Oh yeah.
It was time. Such a genuine comment, but she's also comparing him to her students.
You're like the poster child for reading. Do you want to be this man? He's 32.
She's like she was a second grade teacher, right?
Like something like that. No, I'm kidding.
Do you know, I bought this book in college that they suggested it's for like learning how to read quicker.
Mm-hmm.
And it's literally called How to Read.
Yeah.
And I've never read it.
Just it looks way too
long. I'm like, this is way too long to learn how to read fast.
There's no way. And it's literally an empty book. And it's like just to prove their point.
Yeah.
It's like you're not reading this simply because it's big.
This is an ad by BetterHelp.
Andy, I can't do this today.
Wait, what do you mean?
What do I mean? Look around, Andy. The world's on fire. People are being abducted. This job is just too much. My mental health might as well be a trash can floating through space.
Jeez, man, I had no idea. But I get it, because I mean, workplace stress is definitely one of the top reasons for declining mental health.
Of course it is. But what can we do about it now?
Well, there's a lot we can do, Josh.
Remember BetterHelp, the largest online therapy platform? They're making it super easy for everyone to start prioritizing their mental health.
That's a pretty big claim. How are they able to do that?
I mean, not only do they have 30,000 therapists, but they also served over 5 million people worldwide.
That's awesome. But they probably make you jump through a lot of hoops, though, huh?
What? No way. When you use BetterHelp, you can meet with a therapist like that. They make it super convenient.
Well, all right. I guess that sounds pretty good. I guess I'll give it a shot.
Great. I've used BetterHelp, and I can tell you right now, it's awesome. If you look online, it's easy to find out that they are the largest online therapy provider in the world, and they can provide access to mental health professionals with a diverse variety of expertise. So talk it out with BetterHelp.
And guess what? Our listeners get 10% off their first month at BetterHelp.com/ninjas.
That's BetterHelp.com/ninjas.
Go. Thank you, BetterHelp.
Thank you.
A clear mind is good for your wives.
Wives?
Marriage.
Yeah.
Have you guys seen the speed reading competitions and that stuff?
No.
I had a professor who actually competed in that. Just guess words per minute read. And they have to do a test on retention after to prove that they were actually like reading through the page.
I have no metrics like how fast.
I'm thinking of like typing, and I know some people can type like 300 words a minute.
That's insane. I would do... I'll say reading words per minute. I'll say 200.
You can. I'll give you a hint. You can read.
It's got to be more than that,
because there's no manual like thing. You can read faster than you can write.
Yeah.
So think about that.
I would do 1,000.
Okay.
I was gonna say.
I shot low.
You did.
700. I'm going in the middle.
25,000 words per minute.
Uh-huh. What?
That's impossible.
His name is Howard Berg.
Oh, is that the real Rain Man?
I don't know. I have no idea.
Have you guys heard of the real Rain Man? How we can open a book and read with both eyes on each page.
Oh my gosh.
Dude, what?
I know you're out of order then. What are you doing? You're spoiling it for yourself.
He memorizes everything that he reads. That's so crazy. He'll open a book, both pages, both eyes, next page, and then he just retains it all.
I guess I'm trying to understand how his brain works then, because is he taking in that information at the same time? Then it's like, that's out of order.
Dude, superpower, baby.
Dude, not that I'm Rain Man, but when I'm reading a book, I can read one line. It might be one of my eyes or both. Mm-hmm. Jump down, come back up, come back.
That's just ADHD.
I piece it together in the same minute.
Yeah, for attention problems, they used to make me in school lay a sheet of paper over the lines to keep myself from jumping ahead, because my brain literally moved faster than somehow the word getting to my brain, the processing was happening faster than the reading.
I remember when I did that in high school, when I realized your eyes move quicker than your mouth does. And so like I could read ahead, but still be like two sentences almost behind.
Yeah.
But I'm speaking because I'm reading aloud. And I'm like, this is incredible. I didn't know I could do this.
But you're actually, but then you're having a third thought process, like thinking about the absurdity. So you're, So like with drummers, like the, what is it? Neuroplasticity, where they like separate each limb, but like going back to reading, they can actually have two separate things. My professor said what he would do is he'd read the first line like regular, and then he'd drop a line and that would go backwards. And so he wove through the page is how he would speed read.
That's what I do. Well, I don't, but I'm not as fast as him.
You go backwards?
I will be reading up here.
Yeah.
And then I'll jump down here and I'll piece it together as I'm going.
But you
that's just not being patient.
Yeah, probably.
All right, get to the point.
I certainly wouldn't call myself a fast reader. I'm not a speed reader, but
here's actually proof to that. You know, Lily called me, was it 2 days ago? And she's like, "You're giving away your truck?" I said, "Watch the whole video."
It's 30 seconds.
That's so funny.
I said, "Did
funny.
You watch the whole video?" No. That's what she does with reading.
Paige, whenever I show Paige stuff, like comedy is, you know, there's a setup and then something's funny, but then the twist is what makes it like really punch. I'll show her something and it'll be 3 seconds into it and she'll chuckle to like, okay, I watched it. I don't think she really cares. She's just trying to let me know she saw something and she'll turn away and I'm like, give me two more seconds.
I know that feeling.
So how much money is that Simba guy made?
I don't know.
That's crazy. It's kind of like the David Cho guy, right?
Oh, yeah, dude. Facebook's guy, the guy who did all the art, he settled for stock instead of, what is it? Yeah, stocks in Facebook instead of the price, and he's like worth well over $200 million now.
It's crazy. I can't figure out if that guy's a genius or not. I've seen him do like instructions on painting and stuff like that. Yeah. So it's like, I don't know. I just can't.
I think if you're doing that kind of art, you just have to be weird and fully confident you know what you're talking about.
Yeah, and people dig it apparently. So
it is weird that he's like, for someone like that who did one thing well, like you made one right decision.
Yeah.
And not saying he's terrible, but like that's not enough for me to like take advice from you.
They don't give a specific number, but he took $100,000 down.
Yeah.
And then royalties on top of that.
I can't imagine. Because
his mom's so smart, man. He was 13 years old.
That's a crazy like mature decision to make, especially when they probably haven't seen that money before. Like that's a crazy big thing. But you think about all the music played on Spotify, all the movies, Disney. I don't know how.
When we sing
the parks.
I'm going to be a mighty.
Flag.
Speaking of money.
Yeah.
Bill Gates.
What's he doing? Tell me about it.
Oh, you don't know at all?
No, I'm
I don't know either.
You're going to want to lock in.
He's doing a lot of stuff.
Oh, I know
one,
that.
One, he's behind this company that made this new butter, right?
Yes.
Butter.
Better believe it's not butter because it's not. It's made out of gasoline.
Oh no.
Is this real?
Yeah.
Okay. Is petroleum oil.
Let me look.
Petroleum oil.
Ew, like petroleum, like
petroleum.
Like the jelly you put on your baby.
I don't.
It's kinda like butter. It feels like butter.
Didn't you say when you were in China they use like oil off the like that's like settled on water?
No, yeah. The sewers, yeah. Like where the poop is. They'll scoop all the poop out. And then refine until they get their vegetable oil again.
Oh, this is
not
like
everywhere.
But that's assuming it's actually down to vegetable oil, because there would be
just
human oil,
duty oil.
So it's using carbon.
Oh,
full carbon, and the company is working with restaurants,
bakeries and food suppliers to incorporate their carbon-made butter. So we're not even going to have a choice in the matter.
Yeah, I was going to say
whether we're going to be eating it or not.
Somebody go ahead and make a list on who's doing that.
I was about to say you do have a choice to eat or not eat at these restaurants.
Yeah, but if everything's
yeah,
in your
just don't know.
If everything's in your food too, like in like chips or
grocery
bread.
Stores. I mean, like we have no like because it's not. I mean, they could be using that carbon-based thing for ingredients in just regular groceries. And there's even a they're walking through where they're making the butter. And there's this thing right here, this huge tub, and it's just
slop water.
It's called slop water. There's just this big tub right here, labeled slop water. When
seems
they're
like
walking
a skit.
Through, no, it looked like SNL. It's crazy. I mean, not made of anything animal, nothing.
Oh,
and he's behind this company that has started in Africa. I don't know if they started in Africa, but they're implementing it in Africa. It's a birth control pill. That you take it and you won't have babies for 8 years.
Wow. I'll tell you something since you just brought up that word. Did you know?
Control?
Yeah. That birth control is labeled a level one carcinogen with tobacco, alcohol, and asbestos. The oral contraceptive birth control.
I did not know that. What does that mean?
Causes cancer.
Cool.
Cool.
Cool. Why are they trying to, what is the 8-year pill? Like, why is like one that can't be good for any type of insides?
No, it has to be terrible for you.
Yeah. You're messing up a huge process.
Population control.
Yeah. That or like, yeah. I mean, obviously the situation in Africa and some of the countries is pretty,
but also like we talked, it goes back to that early 1900s with like the whole movement of like eugenics and stuff.
Yeah.
It's like, it's kind of the same tone as that.
Yeah.
I mean, so it's in Kenya and Nigeria are the two places that it's been approved for rollout. The Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation is behind the rollout. Other companies that have used long-term contraceptives, like they already have some of the tech, but he was funding the further research, which got it approved to like be beefed up to like 8 years. And so there have been like several FDA extensions on this. He's funding the research that is pushing that. And then the question becomes like, if you're funding all of this, at what point are like people caving? Like, what are you doing to get all of this stuff passed? And he says it's for population expansion control, which he says, like, if you control the health, if you give people their health through vaccines, then they won't feel the need to have all of these children. And he's like, and most children are had accidentally or unplanned, but it's like, dude, 8 years.
Yeah, you're talking about a potential like 8-year minimum gap in population. That's huge.
And think about what that does sequentially. Like you dump that over a population, and then what? They're also like doing micro needle patches that have like extended. There's like other stuff tapped into it, so it's not just like one thing. He's truly trying to like stop the population growth in these particular areas, and they're talking about expanding into India, and so they want to like limit in all of these places.
Yeah, it's just strange to me that they would do it in something. I mean, unless there's like a reversal, like the ability to reverse. It sounds like when you take a pill, it's probably kind of permanent for those 8 years. And I'm curious as to why. I mean, like this isn't a show about women's health, but why they wouldn't just opt for like a copper IUD, which is a 10-year contraceptive. But you can remove it if you want to in the middle of it. You know what I'm saying?
What's in this pill that's
And it's non-hormonal.
A woman's
copper IUD is non-hormonal.
Like
this is
for
an IUD.
8 years.
Oh, it is an IUD.
It is an IUD.
Oh, okay. Well, I thought it was oral contraceptive.
I did too.
But he has. But here's the thing. But tied into it is the I think it's progestin was the hormone. It's an IUD hormone disruptor, and progestin via the needle application. They're also pumping out all of these other self-administered needles. And so even if it is the whole IUD thing, and that's how you're making this argument, right? You're giving all of this out to a population who may or may not be well-educated on what to do with all of that. And then you're just giving people this thing that they can self-administer. And so I looked back, I was like digging and digging and digging for the research that would kind of suggest when they started, because any hormone disruption, like think about like, I have a dog who is not fixed. And if They say that when you do that, sometimes it affects the hormone development, like dogs develop thyroid issues and stuff like that. Yeah. So I was like, how far back for this 8-year plan were they doing research? And the oldest I could find was 2009, but a lot of it is still in research. And so what that says, if two companies have already, one was FDA approved before the other, and it took like another 2 years for the next, there's three companies, and then it took like another 2 years for the next one, and one of them is still in trials, which means if they didn't all immediately like, oh, we just need to run these tests and we'll be good, it means they had problems trying to get the 8-year approved. And so, I mean, that's not a long time to be looking at hormonal effects, especially in a developing nation, if you're giving these to developing people.
Well, especially if research is coming out now with birth control being a cancer-causing thing, you know?
Yeah.
Like, now.
It's complicated because also, like, birth control in our country and other developing countries was, I think, a huge major player into allowing women into spaces like workplaces and stuff like that, and allowing the country to prosper in that way. So it's complicated because it's like we're outstretching a hand to Africa and saying, like, women, you don't have to necessarily have a family if you don't want to, and you can work and stuff like that. You know what I'm saying? But it could also be complicated, and I would just hope that we're educating the women.
Yeah.
Bill Gates.
Yeah, Bill Gates.
Educating.
He's probably.
But the thing is, he's always made like women's, you know, like,
women's priorities first.
Yeah, 100%.
He's always made human health first and like never profited.
No. Yeah.
It's like, listen, I want to make money here, but first I want to educate.
First I want to help.
That's a verbatim quote. That's from Mr. Gates himself.
Money's good, but helping others is better.
And you know what's even better than
education?
That? Mosquitoes. Mosquitoes too.
Anyways, did you guys hear about J.D. Vance on the river in Ohio?
I saw some headlines. I don't know what happened.
I have no
idea.
It's
so crazy. I don't even know if he knew what was happening, but he wanted to do like a kayaking thing with his family on this river in Ohio.
What a nightmare, by the way, to be the vice president and have to worry about, like, because everyone's watching you. Like, that would be no fun.
Yeah. And so apparently Secret Service went to the park department or whatever. I don't know. But they asked for the river to be flooded higher so that they could have motorboats behind the kayak to protect them.
What?
And so they literally raised the river up for his kayaking trip.
What?
Isn't that crazy?
That's an insane amount of power. Just to be like, I need more water.
I don't know. This is my question. Did he say that? Was he like...
Well, no, that's what I'm saying. I don't know if he even was aware of, like...
But Secret Service dared to ask.
Yeah, well, they did it.
He said, I want to go kayaking. And they're like, oh, yes, sir. And then they go and they probably figure out all the details. It's like, well, the river's too low. It's like, fix it. Yeah. More river.
More water.
Make more river. Well, it's like Trump going down to the ocean. It's like, it's too salty. Fix it. yes, right away, sir.
What are we like? So there's a dam that they released.
Yeah.
But that dam was closed because of research, I would assume, on where the water level should be for everything that flows downward. And they were like, all that science doesn't matter. It'll be fine.
Just a little more.
That's so funny.
We'll just seed some clouds upriver and speed up.
That's my thing. It was like, that would have been hilarious if it just happened to rain a ton.
Yeah.
That's crazy. Hilarious.
That shows how little they care about environmental impact, and that angers me.
Erosion.
Were you some hippie?
Get out of here, tree ogre.
I'm so mad about the bear thing in Florida.
Watch it.
Did you see it?
Yeah, no, for sure.
Like, that it got approved?
Yeah. I did see it.
That's a good bear.
Dude.
That's a good bear.
Thanks.
If I get one, just over Lily's seat.
Yeah, I mean, that'd be sick.
No, terrible.
You know what, Josh? I'm starting to think that the travel industry is in on it.
In on what?
Making us overpack the toiletry bottles, three different types of soaps, backup deodorants. They want our bags full, so we have to pay all these extra fees. You know what I'm saying? I mean, by the time I'm done packing, I can't even have room enough to pack the things that I actually wanted to bring.
Sounds like classic big luggage trying to steal stuff from us.
Exactly. And that's why I'm fighting back with Mando.
Mando! What in the world is Mando?
It's this. It's a 4-in-1 acidified cleansing bar. It's shampoo. It's face wash. It's body wash. And deodorant. And even works as shaving lather.
Not that I need it. On my face, at least.
So technically a 5-in-1.
You betcha. One bar to rule them all.
That is beautiful. But can they do anything about your sweat?
You call me sweaty?
Yeah, you stink.
I'm going to try not to be offended by what you just said to me. But listen, their sweat control stick stops odor before it starts and fights sweat. Just 2 swipes under my arm and it's been proven. Proven, Josh, to block odor up to 72 hours.
So you're saying Big Luggage doesn't want us to know about Mando?
That's exactly what I'm saying, Josh. This thing was doctor created. No baking soda, no parabens, and the scent like bourbon, leather, and Mount Fuji. They're out here protecting pits, Josh, not profits.
I want to smell like bourbon, leather, and mountains.
You can, and so can our listeners. Listen to this as a special offer. From Mando themselves, new customers can use the code NINJAS for 20% off site-wide.
Whoa.
Plus free shipping at shopmando.com.
That's NINJAS at shopmando.com. Don't let Big Luggage win.
Thank you, Mando!
Mando!
We love you, Mando.
Did you guys see the slide on the Royal Caribbean cruise?
Dude, the one don't show me that ever again. I literally, we just booked our first cruise ever, and I think it is Royal Caribbean. And
congratulations! It's a good cruise. It is a good, that was a freak accident.
Yeah, I can imagine, but it's still, I was just like, I'm not showing this to
shredded, though.
Yeah.
How could you not? You're going how fast? And also, I mean, there's this, it's this open, broken like plastic or plexiglass or whatever. Yeah. Dude, and how far did he drop? It looked like he was like 20, 30 feet.
Yeah.
Dude.
People are saying, turn off the slide. Turn it off.
Man, they really love this slide, man.
I think he was stuck in it, though, like where it broke. He was like stuck. And so it was just like,
bro, panicking.
Like the water's not, going.
Someone's going to come right behind you. That panic, dude.
Did he DIE?
No, I don't think so.
You better got a free cruise out of it.
Dude, my younger brother, we were in Hawaii. There's this slide over there. It goes like down, like it's the water park is like built up on a hill and there's a tunnel. It's probably like 10, 15 feet of tunnel that's closed. And then it opens where there's, it's not 90 degrees, but like close to. And my brother, we'd been doing it all morning and then something switched in my brother's head. And he just like panicked. He was like, I cannot. And so he's already like literally about over the edge and just, well, I kick the camera, puts his feet and hands out and just stops in this tunnel, backs up the whole water park. They literally had to like, because that's dangerous going, you know, it's like a huge slide. So they had to like lifeguard chain, pull my brother out of the thing.
No Nobody fun. Just like pushed him and been like, you can do
it. Well, because he's on the edge, like he's up. So if he like slips, he's now like not at a safe angle. And so if he falls or any of the lifeguards fall, it's like a tunnel of people like pouring down a straight drop.
Oh my gosh. So
it's like this super sketchy situation.
Dude, water slides are scary.
Dude, I'm scared of water slides.
Dude, the ones that get like flooded.
Yeah.
And you go into and you're like underwater. I'm
dude, no.
Back in the day, Orlando had this theme park called Wet n Wild.
Yeah.
And they had this ride. It was called the Black Hole. And it was just a slide that was like pitch black.
Yeah.
For like a solid minute.
Yeah.
So scary.
My heart's so racing thinking about it. There
was this one that was in Kansas, and you would just go down real fast. It's like you go like 30, 40 miles an hour, and you're just dropping, and then it's like they call it the toilet bowl.
Yeah.
Because it's literally just one of those, you just go around, right? But every single time, it was just, they just did not do something right when they were building it. Because every single time you go down, you would be able to listen, and you hear, doop! Because they'd come out, and as soon as you came out of the tube into the toilet bowl, your head would just go smacking against the back. And so every single time, every person would just get their head just smacked. Just an unconscious turd just in a water slide.
I was just telling somebody the other day, because I think that like Jane's situation, like her being sick last fall, has really just manifested this crazy germophobia in my life. But the fact that Wet n Wild no longer exists now that I have children that are growing up makes me happy. Because they're never going to ask me to go to Wet n Wild.
But think about how many kids are now getting sick. So maybe Wet n Wild was good for us.
Yeah. Possibly.
It built up your immune system.
Heck yeah, dude. Because
there was for sure some logs floating in that lazy river.
Dude.
That was a Disney one?
No.
No, it was something.
That's Blizzard Mountain.
Okay, got it.
Blizzard. That's Blizzard Beach.
Blizzard Beach.
Sorry. Typhoon Lagoon.
Oh.
Blizzard but there Beach. Was what was the one that got shut down?
Wet n Wild.
That was the Wet. Okay, I thought there was a Disney one.
It's
Wet
n
Wild.
Disney
was its own independent thing.
Yeah, it was in Orlando.
Got it.
And slides breaking, butter being made out of gas.
We went to Aquatica on Saturday to celebrate our 15 years, and I just am so grossed out when I'm just walking around
you have the sand, the warm water, everyone's barefoot, and it's just like, this feels gross.
It's too hot.
Don't think about it.
I turned my brain off because I had to do that at the beginning of the day because I'm like, this is just what we're going to have to accept. And then a Band-Aid hits you in the face.
Don't think about it.
I told you what I found on the side of a lazy river when I used to do security at a resort.
What?
A female product had been pulled out and placed.
Oh, my gosh. Dude, let me tell you a story.
I'm quitting that day. Boss.
Let me tell you a story. I don't know if I've said this on the show. I used to work at Disney. And you live in apartments, right? Mm-hmm. And you get roommates and stuff like that from all over the world. It was amazing.
It's Disney apartments.
Disney apartments. I highly recommend it. When I did my program, there were four different apartments and they all had like personality attributes assigned or whatever. I was in the Commons, which was like the most chill and like a lot of like
common women.
Asian people live there.
Yeah. This is the more common women.
Watch it. And you get assigned roommates. A blast.
Yeah.
And for my second semester, my friends and I opted to get an apartment in Kissimmee. And one of my friends decided to leave Disney and go work at Volcano Bay Universals.
Traitor.
Yeah. Oh, I know. But she was having a blast. She had to do her whole lifeguard test and stuff like that. She was from Huntsville, Alabama. And she was lifeguarding in the wave pool. And this woman was swimming past her, I guess with crazy long toenails. And sliced the top of her foot with her toenail.
Okay. Oh,
my friend got a wicked staph infection, a straight up staph infection, to where she couldn't even get off the couch because her blood pressure would skyrocket. She was so ill. Her mom had to come down and like take care of her.
From her toenails?
From a stranger's toenail.
It was a stranger's.
A stranger's swimming past her, sliced her with her toenail. Dude.
I don't know. I figured. Golly, dude. Imagine taking someone to court over that.
Terrible. Absolutely terrible.
Lock her up.
Did you hear about the Sea of Galilee?
Gary. The Sea of Gary.
No, what's up?
Yes, sorry, the Sea of Galilee.
It turned red.
The Sea of Galilee, it's red?
Did you see that fly? Yes, no. I've been getting disturbed by a fruit fly over here.
The Sea of Galilee turned red. Did you not see that?
No, I did, yeah. Oh. Yeah. I was trying to lure you.
The Sea of Galilee turned red.
Why?
They said it was like it was like what's it called?
Like it was like
algae ionized. Bloom.
Yeah, oxidized. Algae bloom.
Oh,
but it looked it looked like it was blood.
Yikes!
Crazy. The Sea of Galilee.
When's the last time that happened?
Something like Moses.
Something about Exodus or something.
Nile, though, right?
Yeah, it was.
Oh, okay.
Also, the Temple Institute put out a thing this month in August that says it's time to build.
Cool.
The third temple. Yeah.
How long is that going to take?
Don't know.
Yeah.
I mean, there's a lot of stuff that needs to be done before that can happen.
Yeah.
But that'd be crazy. They literally came out, the Temple Institute of Jerusalem said it is time to build.
Dude, we're right on track for 2027.
They did that sacrifice, a practice sacrifice.
Yep, now they're doing this.
Yeah, and the one person is like, yeah, you think of practice sacrifice, it's like, yeah, whatever. Said they literally did everything that they're supposed to do. And they think that they actually might have used a real, a qualified red heifer. But he said it's kind of a split with this whole sacrifice, that like 50% of them or whatever, they're saying that it has to be on the Mount of Olives.
Yeah.
And the others are saying it can be wherever as long as it's the sacrifice of red heifer. So the theory is that they actually already did the sacrifice.
Wow. Yeah.
But if nothing happens, then it's like, yeah, it was a box sacrifice. There's like.
Yeah, exactly.
So, remind me, can you only rebuild it with hand tools?
They can do whatever they
need
to do.
Someone's going to be generally contracted to rebuild the Lord's temple?
Yeah.
Just using caterpillar, you know, like dozers and stuff.
He's got a bobcat out there. Wow.
That'd be crazy.
Cranes?
Crazy, right?
I mean, this is an actual, I guess I'm trying to understand like what this thing's going to actually look like and how long it's going to take.
It'll look exactly like the second temple.
Yeah.
Yeah. In the first, technically.
This will be interesting.
It'll be very interesting.
I want to get like a time lapse.
Everything that's happening now. I mean, it's getting crazier and crazier over there.
The thing is, you don't just build it without opposition. Like, that entire region of the world will be coming down on that building project.
Yeah, well, all the Muslim nations will be...
It'll be a war.
Yeah.
And
but to them, I mean, their argument is like, yeah, you call the Dome of the Rock your a sacred space, but like, for our religion, if we want to continue doing sacrifices like we're called to do, we need a temple.
Yeah.
So like, to them, it's completely justified of serving God. You know, it's like...
And they think that cloud of fire will descend and potentially vindicate any or defend any effort.
Now, why do people not want this temple to be built?
Well, it goes against the Muslim. I mean, because the site is the Temple Mount has the Dome of the Rock, which is the third most holy site in the Muslim faith.
So that it would be they're just arguing, defacing it.
They're arguing over the specific location.
Okay, got it.
Yeah, and it gives more like that would basically solidify Jerusalem as the Jewish state.
Yeah.
You know? Like, right now, like, Israel is very Jewish, Christian, Muslim, but this would be like, nope, just Judaism.
Yeah.
You know?
I mean, the fact that they're doing mock sacrifices because they've been keeping them, like, around for so long, and that, I mean, there's obviously something happening behind the scenes that we don't know about because this hasn't happened. So it's like the fact that they're doing mock sacrifices means they're gearing up towards, and then the fact that they said that, too, that's...
Yeah.
That's scary.
One guy even said, he's like, I don't think you understand the weight of this. He's like, we haven't even done a mock sacrifice or sacrifice of a red heifer in 2,000
years.
That's
what I was going to say. Yeah. How long has it been?
2,000 years. That was the first red heifer sacrifice in 2,000 years. Whether or not it was valid or not, it was still happening.
There's a reason for it.
Yeah. Crazy.
It's super crazy. I'm telling you, 2027 is it.
It might be.
It feels like it, dude. I've been listening to that that preacher in Atlanta, and the way he's like, he is so stinking convinced it is our generation.
Wow.
He says it'll be ours or the next.
What's his name again?
I'll look him up. It's 2819
he's awesome.
Church.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. You get hyped and super convicted.
Wow.
Yeah.
I'll look his name up. It's in Atlanta.
Yeah, he seems he brings it. Yeah,
Philip Anthony Mitchell.
Yeah. Your mom just had a dream, Josh, that it was happening.
Your mom did?
Your mom.
What was it? Your mom did.
I don't think she told me the specifics, but she just feels prepared. And yeah, it's interesting. I do feel like everything is like, I don't know, every generation says it, but it just feels like everything is coming to a head.
Yeah, but every generation also didn't have a temple institute saying, hey, we're ready to build a third temple and
for
hey,
real.
We have red heifer sacrifices.
For real, you know? But for their generation, it was, or no, the prior generation, it was the fact that Israel became a nation again, right? Is what?
Mm-hmm. That was the first step.
Yep, right. Yeah. But they thought that was it.
Yeah.
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 It would be interesting.
Super interesting.
Yeah, I feel it, dude.
Something in the air.
Something's happening.
Josh showed me this. Okay, so people always ask the question about like, what does heaven look like? I think we had a patron asking about it too. And like, a lot of people assume it's just like a state of constant worship, like no autonomy and stuff like that. And Josh had found this video that someone put together, and it was talking about, it was referencing scripture that we see New Testament, Old Testament, talking
the
about
jobs.
Yeah.
Saw that.
That was cool.
Dude,
so cool. Adventures and explorers.
That's
I'm like,
me, Andy, that's me,
dude.
That's not you. That's me.
So it basically talks about all, like, I mean, occupations that you can potentially have in heaven.
What verse or where?
I mean, it's
that?
Just throughout scripture. They're just pulling scripture of just like different things.
Okay,
it's really cool. Yeah.
Yeah.
Kelsey like, will be the animals and the gardeners.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it's
yeah, like cultivating the gardens in heaven and.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah.
Dude, what's so beautiful about Kelsey Danoon is that she's already living like she's a gardener in heaven because she literally just serves so joyfully. She has not a qualm in her wonderful.
Sure enough.
Kansas soul.
Need to get her a t-shirt.
Yeah.
She's the best.
Speaking of being the best, this thing that I was sent was absolutely crazy.
Okay.
And it has to do with the New Jersey UFOs.
Oh my gosh.
We got an update?
We got an update, and I'll tell you more about it.
Let's do this ad! Dude, that actually got me excited. Now I have to wait.
I do know.
Is it legit?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let's go.
Josh, what's wrong?
Do you feel that breeze?
Yeah, did someone open a window? What is that?
That feels like fall right around the corner.
It is a little chilly out here.
Is it not?
Yes, I could.
Is it not?
I could use some almost like something to warm me up or something.
Like maybe a hoodie or crew neck or long sleeve tee?
Yeah, but where would I find one? I
mean, well, maybe you can get yours customized at sundaycool.com.
Yeah, but I need it like quickly, like within the next like
3 days. Hush, little boy. Hush, little boy. Sunday Cool has a 72-hour turnaround after alt approval.
You're kidding me.
I'm not.
That's incredible.
It beats the cold breeze, they say.
I feel warmer already.
Good, good. So go to sundaycool.com to get your fall gear up and ready to rock and roll for the leaves falling off the trees and people drinking pumpkin spice lattes.
I just ordered.
Oh, good. sundaycool.com.
Thanks, man.
Yep.
What's your name again?
Wawa.
Can we quit pretending red vines and licorice are actually good?
Really?
I just ate one. I spit it out in the bathroom trash can because I can't. It tastes like you're chewing on a bungee cord.
Yeah. That.
I don't like red vines all that much. I like Twizzlers.
Yeah, Twizzlers are infinitely better.
Hey, I just had to eat like chips and salsa just to get the taste out of my mouth. It's terrible. Licorice is awful.
I remember when my dad had this company, is this nonprofit called Change This World. And we used to do like food packing stuff for sending to like third world countries. These are like meals.
Awesome.
It was super cool. It started by the process was a thing called Kids Against Hunger. Super cool thing that we did. But we'd get donations all the time. And someone donated like literally a shipping container of stuff that they took off the shelf from CVS and Walgreens and stuff.
Sick.
And it was like all candy. And it's like, well, we can't send this because it's like just that wouldn't work. And so I had literally probably 100 pounds of Twizzlers that I brought home.
And that's all you ate.
For a long time, that's all I ate.
The person that donated it is listening to this right now, and they're like, oh, why did you guys call me?
Dude, I had a friend call me one time, and it was like, hey, this was a gas station they worked at, and they're like, hey, we're going out of business. They're shutting it down today. We just got word. And they knew I had a big church van with no seats in it. They're like, come here, grab whatever you want. And no joke, I walked in the next day into my house, and I said, Demi, are you ready? I got a surprise for you. And she was like 2 years old at the time. And I said, close your eyes. And she closed her eyes. And I dropped this huge trash bag full of those juices with the animal, like the character's heads on it that are like $4 or $5
yeah.
That we never buy, but she always wanted. And I said, you can have as many as you want now.
That's so funny.
That's awesome.
Did you hear that we had a question corner, question corner, question corner with Lily with questions fresh on her mind?
You're going to make me wait?
Yep.
Dang it.
Ready? We'll be quick.
Wrap it up.
Watch it. If you could replace your laugh with any animal sound, what would you pick? Stop laughing.
That's a good one.
That's actually pretty fun.
That's a funny one.
Okay, okay.
Jeez, so sensitive.
A laugh.
Oh, man. I mean, I'm trying to think of the animal. I just immediately went to like a bird, like a sandhill crane would be hilarious.
Because they sound that like would actual be crazy. Dinosaurs.
That would be so obnoxious. Oh, I'm thinking, man, a hyena is too obvious, right?
An elephant would be nuts.
Yeah.
To an elk? Just. I'd probably do a pig because I feel like that would help everyone laugh a little bit more.
Yeah.
An actual pig.
I mean, a turkey would be fun too.
I feel like people really do laugh like that, though.
Yeah.
There's some people that I've met.
What's the frog that makes a sensual exhale?
I don't know.
You haven't seen that?
I don't think so. Or that I've seen a turtle.
Or that's what it is. It's a turtle. Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
You guys.
That's what.
Wait, it's an animal, Lil.
Someone starts laughing.
It's real.
It's nature. Golly, do you even care?
Kids watch a show. Kids do.
It's a turtle.
Only you're connecting the dots.
It's a turtle hugging a shoe.
Okay.
What would you do?
A duck.
A duck.
A duck. I don't know. A duck. I don't know. Maybe a duck.
Nice.
Thanks.
That's a good one.
On to Andrew.
On. Okay.
Okay.
I guess we're starting this.
Andrew has a reel
for us.
He's gonna show us
right now.
Right now.
Oh no.
Something happened in the settings and started playing back over.
Andy. We need that button.
Wait.
That would be real. Anytime there's like a, like instead of like that's what she said, kind of that's our new that like so you just hit that button.
I had a better reel queued up, but it's I think you guys would be angry about
I did see this.
How brutal it was.
I have a lot of reels to show you guys on Patreon, so I'm just gonna waste your time.
All right, ready?
Hey, oh geez. I pulled a lily. I clicked it.
3, 2, 1, go.
For the listeners, someone's snorkeling, kind of like in a scallop field. There's like stingrays swimming up by her.
She's about to get barbed.
Beautiful as that. Oh, dude. My goodness, bro.
That's why you dive with a dive flag.
Yeah, it's.
But also, they hit the stingray, didn't they?
Well, I mean.
I think it hit the stingray.
I wasn't paying attention to the stingray part.
Yeah, it was just the woman that was run over by a boat.
Not the stingray.
Yeah, that's crazy. Yeah, usually have a flag or a bobber, right?
Yeah, that's what you're supposed to.
Gosh, yeah.
I mean, but we don't know if that's someplace you're not supposed to be.
Was that like a sailboat or something?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
She's lucky, dude.
A catamaran.
That had a propeller in the back?
Oh, that's true, yeah.
Bro, Taylor sent... I can't show this. Taylor sent me that photo. Saw it?
Well, no, he's like, this is insane. He's like, do you want to see it? I'm like, what is it? And he's like, it's someone's foot that got chopped up by a... propeller on a boat.
Taylor
like,
Hooper.
No, I don't want to see that. I actually don't want to see that.
I feel like it was one of you guys that showed me. There was like a... Oh, no, it was my buddy, my brother. He was sitting down, and they had like some type of accident on the military base, and the guy's like leg was just destroyed. I mean, it's the most graphic thing. Bone, skin ripped open. It's like the most graphic thing in the world. But it was because there was, you know, someone not paying attention. He wasn't like, whatever. There was a lesson to be learned in it. And he showed me at dinner, and the girls were there, and I wasn't going to show the girls. And then later, Zola's one of those people that just does not drop it. She's like, I want to see it. And I said, and so I had, I'm like, fine, okay, I'll show it to you. But I'm going to tell you, this is why we are safe, and we do things. And she's like, whoa. Didn't affect her at all.
Really?
No.
That's crazy.
Dude, so I'll tell you.
I think it'd be fun to get Lily's reaction to the photo.
Let me
that,
see.
That looks like this side of a foot.
Yeah.
Wait, no, I kind of want to see it.
Do you see?
Let me see.
It looks like a Hot Pocket.
Yeah, I want to see that too.
Is that a Hot Pocket?
Mercy.
That looks like a...
What happened?
That looks like a strawberry...
Oh, that was a propeller?
Yeah. That's why it's spiraled.
Are those toes?
Yes.
Toenails?
The toe bones have been...
Oh, that's brutal.
Split.
Oh, man.
You can't Sorry, show YouTube. That.
Looks like a ciabatta bun.
You shouldn't show that.
No.
Yeah. You can't put that on.
No,
I put it on Patreon.
That looks like, you know, like the streusels or whatever?
Yeah.
Like
yeah.
the strawberry...
Yeah.
That's exact.
Toaster strudel.
Stop doing that.
Yeah,
I'm just trying to figure out why it's square.
Okay, it's gone. I promise.
It does make me squirm a little bit.
Oh my gosh,
dude. Speaking of like kids being fixated, we got this pirate book. Aiden's been really into pirates.
Yeah,
we got it from the Eustace Library, and it's like supposed to be a diary of a little kid pirate, but it's extremely graphic.
Really?
And we got in the kids section, and there is one scene where they're amputating someone's leg. And Cheshire Radio, we go, whoops. We flip the page.
And of course, they lived happily ever after.
You know what she says? She goes, Mom, I saw it. That's what she says. She's like.
She was so curious of why this guy's leg was getting chopped off.
Yeah.
I said, believe it or not, they're helping him.
I know this is really hard to understand.
Did you guys see what they found in Egypt with the Simpsons?
No.
Yeah, it's kind of an older thing, but yeah.
Yeah, it just came through my feed. So you know Marge is, what she looks like.
Oh, yeah, the hieroglyphic. Yeah.
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 Or it was like a statue or something.
like the top of a sarcophagus. Yeah. Like,
it's crazy.
Once again, Simpsons at it.
Yep.
Yeah, that's hilarious.
I had a compilation of mid things in my phone for my segment and just dumped them.
Here's
all.
Here's something not so mid.
Please.
Tell
actually,
us.
Actually, let's just skip it.
No. Stop.
The New Jersey drones.
Let's go. A year and a half. I mean, a half a year later. What's going on with it?
Okay. So, okay. Daniel, our buddy Daniel, who does a lot of like cinematography stuff for like big dudes.
Yeah.
Like FBI, Navy SEALs.
Three-letter agencies.
Yeah. Like he's with these dudes all the time. And he's posting a story that actually blurs out a lot of stuff because he's not allowed to show a lot of stuff. But he's at this like convention thing. And I'm not sure. He put some letters that I have no idea what they mean. But it was like 700 VIPs that were there. It's like a technologies stuff, mm-hmm. you know, like government technologies, all this yeah. stuff. This I'll just read what he said. He said, there's a company out of New Jersey that showed up to do a demo with us today for, don't know, I don't even know if I'm something army, whatever. They have developed a flying drone, quote, car, and are the cause of all the UFO hysteria a few months back. The sightings were actually the company testing the capacity of the infrastructure by flying more than one at a time. They were also testing flight speed, stability, and flight times, as well as gathering data. The guy who piloted the car/drone told me this. We also heard, but didn't bring it up, that they don't have to disclose these tests under a certain protection that covers technology for companies awarded government contracts, i.e. Lockheed Martin, Northrop, all that stuff.
Yeah.
And he sent me pictures and videos.
Sick.
All right.
Of up close?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, man.
I mean, no. You watch the video, that's exactly what like what people are seeing in New Jersey.
Yes. So that thing's mad. Oh, my God. Yeah, I'm trying to look at like the people next to it.
Because remember people are saying it looks like the size of like a pickup truck.
Yep.
Yeah.
But they're also like, it sounds like a helicopter, but it's not.
And they go underwater?
Well, I haven't
where'd got you get that?
Well, a bunch of the drones are coming up from the water.
Yeah, like that's what they were saying.
Oh, I don't know about that. That's dude, that was like one report.
Wild.
Yeah.
I mean, that makes sense for all of the lights that are like federally required.
I wonder maybe they were on a naval, like a dark Navy ship, Andy.
Yeah, possibly. Well,
he also sent a picture of...
That makes sense.
It's a giant drone that releases smaller drones.
Gosh, Star Wars dude, this is real.
I mean, this is iRobot, dude.
And I asked him, I said, can I talk about this stuff? And he's like, yeah.
He posted the flying yeah, clip sure. to his story. That's where I saw
oh, yeah.
it. Yeah.
So the dude. Video I just sent you, that's a big drone that releases small drones.
That's insane.
Holy moly.
But yeah, dude, this hysteria, they literally legally did not have to disclose what they were doing
yeah.
because of government contracts.
Dude, I bet they were freaking out all the press they were getting.
Which leads me to another story, wait, which is insane.
Wait, can I ask, are they surveilling people with these drones or are they killing
that one is, well.
Oh, that's such a good question. Because if they don't have to disclose their flight logs, what they're doing as they test, well, what if it's a recon drone? They don't have to disclose any of their recon tests.
Yeah.
So they could literally be collecting data in the R&D development phase. I'm sure there's got to be a law about
that. The loopholes are absolutely insane of what these government contractors can get away with.
Yeah.
And they're put there on purpose.
Oh, yeah. Which leads me to this next story.
Okay.
Okay, so I just saw this documentary I watched on YouTube. It's on YouTube. We can put a link somewhere. But it's called The Program, and it just came out like this month. I remember seeing a trailer for it like half a year ago or something. They interviewed just a ton of people within the U.S. government about the UFO disclosure and stuff. But he mentioned this one memo, and I printed it out and read it all. It's called the Admiral Wilson Memo.
Look at you, prepared.
This guy. And it's insane. So it's basically between this guy's Dr. Eric Davis and Admiral, what's his name? Admiral Wilson. Thomas R. Wilson, Admiral Thomas R. Wilson, who is, or was, sorry, the director of Defense Intelligence Agency, so the DIA.
Yeah.
And it was this basically meeting that they had. So Dr. Eric Davis, he is a astrophysicist and aerospace engineer.
Cool.
And so he's done a lot of like government contract kind of work stuff. And he reached out to this guy, Commander Will Miller, who was a commander in the U.S. Navy. And apparently Miller knew connections with the UFO disclosure. I always forget the word.
Retrieval
programs. Yeah. And so this guy, Eric Davis, reached out to Commander Will Miller. And Will Miller, this is his note back to Eric Davis, Dr. Eric Davis. Basically was like, yeah, I can give you all this information. He's like, it's going to take me probably 8 hours to collect. He's like, so I do charge for my time or whatever. But he mentioned some crazy stuff in here, like this, like in the letter. I'm just like reading. I'm like, this is nuts. This is read in Congress, by the way.
Okay.
Yeah. So it's a legit
memo.
But he's talking about this guy's profession and stuff. And he's like, oh, yeah, I've heard about you. And he's like, what do you say, a force model of the university? He's talking about this, him potentially going and working with this one university with planned experiments in LTT, which is levitation, teleportation, and time travel.
Whoa.
Just casually drops that in there. Yeah, I'm like, okay. And so that got me like super like, okay, I want to see what all this is all about. So Dr. Davis to Admiral Wilson, they met behind a government building in the parking lot. And it goes like Admiral Wilson pulls up in a car. There's two soldiers with them. They get out of the car. They go inside and he's out there talking. So this memo is the entire meeting, basically.
Okay. Yeah.
But he won. This part was crazy. Admiral Wilson says, very furious face, very angry about Miller, Commander Miller. Facial expressions, tense, angry voice. He said, violated personal and professional trust, especially among intelligence colleagues, Navy officers. There's Navy camaraderie among officers, brotherhood. Violated that in confidentiality. And then Dr. Davis said, how? Miller said, Miller told Greer, Stephen Greer, mm-hmm. who's at the forefront of all this disclosure stuff, their connection, who knows whom else he and Greer told. So pretty confidential stuff. And this guy is super mad that Commander, what's his name, Miller, just like came out and said all this stuff.
Sure.
So he's questioned about it. And this is crazy. He basically, so he's asking about this retrieval program, all this stuff. And Admiral Wilson basically was like, so I found the company, our contractor who's doing this stuff, called them. Let me track. This is so many notes that they talked a lot about the disclosure of MJ or MJ-12, which we talked about, you know, the Majestic 12.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And if it's real or not. And this one guy, Commander Miller, said it's absolutely real.
Yeah, the fact that they're talking about it.
Yeah.
Did he talk about it at Congress? Or
no, this is all within the memo.
Okay.
So they brought up the memo. Have you heard of this memo? Talking to these government contractors or whatever, and they're like, no, I never heard of it. Of course they haven't.
Is this the Congress meeting that happened just last week?
No, this is a couple of years ago a year ago or whatever. So he wanted to go meet with this company, and he basically called them and said, you guys are working way outside of your authority. The fact that there's all these funds pouring through my department going to you, and I have no idea what you guys are doing, something needs to change. And they basically said, he said they needed to discuss this, his demand. And so he hung up. He got a call 2 days later, and they said they don't want to talk on phone and arrange a face-to-face meeting at their facility. And so he went 10 days later, flew out there, met in their conference room with a secure vault.
Wow.
Three people show up to meet this admiral.
Yeah.
it was a program director, a corporate attorney, and a security director, NSA retired CIA expert, and they called themselves the Watch Committee or Gatekeepers.
Mm.
And so he was meeting with them, and they were basically like, we basically pulled this meeting together to show or to tell you, you have zero access. You will never get access to this stuff. And it's like, because we, the contractor, don't have to tell you anything.
Yeah.
Because of these government loopholes and
stuff.
But
he could pull the funding, couldn't he?
No. He's not in charge of the funding. He's just the director. So it's like this whole... So he went back and met with his personnel and was mad and was yelling at him. He's like, yo, I need access to this stuff. And they said, stop pursuing it. And if you don't stop pursuing it, you will get zero promotions and we'll take away your stars.
So just shut up and listen.
Shut up, yeah.
Gosh.
But then they went on and it's like, well, what Dr. Davis is like, well, what were they talking about? Let me find it. Oh, he asked, were there any politicians involved in this company? He said, zero politicians, no White House names, no president, no congressional people, no congressional staffers. So,
yeah,
whatever.
Powerful people we've never even heard of. That's the scary thing, is that all this stuff that's helping run the government is just who we see.
Yeah.
There are probably just so many people that have so much power and authority that have been around for years that we wouldn't even recognize their names.
Oh, yeah.
Dang.
None of these people work for government. He said some of them that he saw on the list, he said, well, who was on the list? He's like, I can't tell you. It's a core secret, he said.
Yeah.
And he's like, but I recognize some people that work at the Pentagon. That's all he could say. So Admiral, what's his name? Admiral Wilson started talking, or Dr. Davis is like, okay, so what did they say it was? Program manager said that they were working on not any weapons program, not any intelligence program, not any special ops or logistics programs. Doesn't fit these categories. I asked what they were then. The project manager of this company said it gave a loud groan. Security director and attorney said it's okay to say it. Like, just say like what we're working on broadly. And then Dr. Davis is like, say what? And he said they were a reverse engineering program. Something recovered years ago in the past. Technological hardware was recovered. And then he said, so I thought they meant recovered Soviet, Chinese, et cetera, hardware and reverse engineered it. Like a missile or intel platform or aircraft actually came to the meeting expecting to find a sensitive foreign collection in reverse engineering program, thought, quote, UFOs was used for a cover for that. So I said that, and they said they weren't that either.
So he's saying it's not foreign. It's not foreign. Something that they,
They had, program manager talking, a craft, an intact craft, believed that could fly space, air, water, dimensions.
Wow.
Was it from overseas or not? He said, no, could not be possible. Why, I asked, where did it come from? Program manager said they didn't know where it was from. They had some ideas on this. It was technology that was not of this earth, not made by man, not by human hands.
So
Whoa. Interesting.
Crazy.
That is crazy. I mean, it just confirms everything, though. Like, it's just... But to talk about this in 2025 and being brought up in Congress, and also just goes back to the last conversation we had with Blurry about, like, where are they making these physical ships?
Yeah.
Where do they come from? Like, it's not, I mean, it can't be here on Earth. Like, that's wild.
Basically, what all this shows, I probably completely butchered this whole thing because there's so much information in it. And everyone should read this. This is actually insane. But what it's showing is that this whole UFO disclosure thing, it'll never happen.
Yeah.
And that's what this documentary is basically talking about, the program, if you're a part of the program or not. Because if you're not part of the program, you'll never know. The U.S. people will never know because these government contractors, these private entities, legally do not have to say anything, and nor will they.
Yeah. Why would
they? Even pressured, they'll just be like, deny, deny, deny.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And like this guy who's an admiral went to meet with these people. They said, we just brought you here to tell you you have zero access to any of this stuff. Yeah. We'll tell you that it's a craft and we're reverse engineering it and it's not made by humans. That's all we're going to tell you.
Yeah.
Now get out of here.
Yeah. No more questions.
But like, why do that?
Like, what's the advantage?
Maybe
of
just like get back off. Back. Yeah.
Well, this guy, Admiral, Admiral Wilson told Dr. Davis, he said, if you blow my trust, I'll deny meeting you, deny everything said, won't meet with any more people without clearance to talk about this topic. Too risky because of security violations just by mentioning it. Very tightly held info, absurdly closely held subject matter. Never seen anything like this program in Black programs community. So he was just told, like, this is what it is. Stop pursuing it.
Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah. Keep your job. Quit asking questions. Jeez, man.
You're not in the cool kids club.
Yeah.
How cool would it be to see one of those crafts up close?
Be crazy.
I mean, it'd blow your mind.
Yeah.
Like, just not even understanding, like, what material it is, how it was built. Like, that must be fascinating.
Is what it's I said, got, does, did that make sense with everything I said?
Yeah, I was following it. Yeah.
It's got to have those, whatever they're reverse engineering, though, like, it has to be material that is at least incredibly similar to what we have. Because if it's, if you walk up and it's some like luminescent goo, you're going to be like, what? I don't know how to make that. But like, if it is a metal or like something where like our science is semi-applicable to it, like there has to be.
But that
parallels.
Could be why it's taking so long. They've been doing it 4 years is because they have to bring in these minds and people that can try to understand it. I mean, like, who knows how deep it actually goes? Like,
yeah.
Who knows if this is the craft they found in Roswell?
Yeah.
And they're still working on it and they still have no idea.
Yeah. Hey, new hat, go sundaycoolswag.com, get your new camo hat.
Where'd that come from?
But yeah, apparently this guy, Admiral Wilson, when he was meeting with these three dudes, the watch committee.
Weird.
He asked them also about Roswell and MJ-12 and leaked documents.
And they just denied.
But they mentioned MJ-12 like 10 times in this thing. Yeah. And they're like, it's real.
It's so weird.
The dude in the Navy is like, yeah, it's real.
Yeah, we got to look more into them.
I know.
Did we talk about the significance of it being 12? Did we ever poke on that?
We mentioned it.
Yeah, we mentioned it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
It's crazy, though.
Yeah, it's just like the inverse.
But this guy, Admiral Wilson, he came back after this meeting. He was talking to another guy. He said Gansler. So I guess he's a director of some other intelligence thing. He briefed him on something, whatever. And Dr. Davis said, what did Gansler say to you? And he said, UFOs are real. So-called alien abductions are not real.
Mm.
And he said, what else? And he said, just drop the matter. Whoa. That's all you need to know.
Oh.
How can the things be real, but the abductions can't be? Like, well, I mean, because then you don't even understand, like, if you don't know the creatures that are behind it, then you don't know what are these spaceships for?
Yeah, well, that gets you into, like, what Boris talked about a lot, of how alien abductions often are like the satanic ritual abuse things.
Yeah.
Which is incredibly demonic stuff.
Yeah. Super dark.
So that just confused me more.
Yeah. I mean, it just confirms, but it's also like, that doesn't explain anything. Man, but that's so cool.
What's her
Very
face?
Very interesting.
The congresswoman that follows us on Ninjas?
Yeah.
Was it Anna?
We need to get her on.
She was just on Joe Rogan.
No way.
Yeah. Representative Anna Paulina Luna, and she was talking about the disclosure stuff, and she's like, she's seen the proof that it is interdimensional vehicles.
Mm-hmm.
And Joe Rogan's like, what's the proof? And she just like, it was like this whole like going around the thing, like never, he's like, that's super broad.
Yeah.
He's like, what's the proof?
Yeah.
There's
how
no-
do you, I mean, how do you prove interdimensional?
Yeah,
we don't even understand dimensions. How would we understand how to travel through dimensions or even be able to theorize? I don't know.
I guess if you are staring at something and then it disappears.
that Malaysian
like, where did
flight.
It go? Yeah.
That still trips me out whenever I think of that story.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Big time.
Wow.
Crazy.
So scary.
Wild.
Speaking of scary, you hear about Trump sending in the National Guard into Washington, D.C.?
I didn't. Is it in response to that act of violence that happened or something? There was...
I think they're kind of just using that as a...
Yeah.
Well, yeah, he's claiming it, you know, it's because there's a crime wave, but statistically, crime is down.
Is down.
For the past 2 years.
Yeah.
Which I think is funny that a lot of people are like saying that. I made this comment to Josh yesterday. It's like how people are, you know, complaining all this stuff. But it's like, then you're saying that the crime has been down under Trump for 2 years. So they're admitting it. And so I know they probably don't like saying that. But also, like, it's like,
yeah,
it doesn't make sense. And my whole thing is, I always thought that military parade was really strange because they brought in so many tanks and trucks and all this stuff. And I was like, I had a feeling something was going to like happen on the parade day, but I was like, no, nothing did. But no one showed up. Not a lot of people showed up, and it was people considered it a flop. But what if that was an excuse to get a lot of military equipment into Washington, D.C. without throwing up any flags? And now you have the National Guard there. It's like, what is happening? Yeah. What's going to happen?
That's interesting. I can understand like his, I feel like a lot of like what he does is like a big PR. Mm-hmm. Getting well, America someone back said, too. And if our nation's capital is in disarray, even if crime is down, but crime is still high, wouldn't you want to clean it up so that it, I don't know.
Yeah, typically you don't send the U.S. military to do that.
Yeah,
though.
That's true. Yeah,
it's a pretty big step.
Yeah.
There's a couple of conspiracy theories with this.
Okay.
One is diversion.
Yeah.
So taking the story away from the Epstein files.
Yeah.
A lot of stuff has been happening. Yeah.
So that's one theory. The other theory, which is this is completely a conspiracy theory, but it's a little spooky.
Yeah.
It's him testing out this idea, which I think he has mentioned, not 100% sure on that, of places called freedom cities, where basically these freedom cities will be controlled not by U.S. government, not by federalized government, but by corporations.
Pardon?
So corporations, basically like CEO kings of these cities.
No, that's not real.
Listen, and the theory is he's starting with DC. It's like testing out the waters a little bit, but in hopes to giving DC over to Peter Thiel.
Dude.
Like a test subject.
Yeah, because of Palantir and all this stuff, he wants to make Peter Thiel, I'm not saying he wants to, this is a theory, all right? A pretty crazy.
Everyone relax.
A pretty control theory.
But it's like this, what they call it, the tech aristocrats, how do you say it? You know what I'm talking about? Like,
no, I don't.
That's like a terminology, it's like technology.
Technocrats or something like that?
Technocrats. That's it.
Okay.
Nailed it.
So basically making the technocrats the rulers of the nation.
That would be a great social experiment.
Terrible.
I mean, because you're testing out all the AI surveillance and stuff. And I mean, it sounds like just like a purge city.
Yeah.
I just searched it. Yes, Donald Trump has indeed talked about freedom cities, and those cities are envisioned as privately governed or corporately guided zones, effectively operating with minimal federal regulation. This aligns closely with the idea of corporate rule layered over government oversight or a corporatized model of city-state governance. It's a libertarian idea.
Which Peter Thiel is a libertarian. He's been very vocal about that.
Is it saying more so the structure of the government is like a corporation, or is he saying billionaires are going to rule the nation?
It'll be corporations running these cities.
This says in March 2023, Trump proposed creating up to 10 new freedom cities on underdeveloped federal land, which gets to like all of that land grab stuff.
Yeah.
But he promoted these as, quote, quantum leap in American standard of living, end quote, aimed at reigniting frontier style innovation, boosting home ownership, and bypassing current bureaucratic constraints. And that's a negative spin, calling it current like bureaucracy or like owned land. you know what I mean? Like, you can call that bureaucracy if you want, but.
Is Mark Zuckerberg going to be the king of Hawaii?
Probably.
Oh my God.
Probably.
DeSantis is just full king in Florida.
Aloha. Aloha, my mahalo.
Wow.
That's crazy.
You know who I don't trust is the U.S. government? You know who I really don't trust? Are these billionaire corporations.
Dude, yes. But what's
because they're
bizarre?
Already controlling
like,
the government.
He's what? Like, there's too many bribes. I'm getting in. I'm getting rid of all of that. Also, the guy's bribing the American government. I want them to rule over you.
That's
without oversight.
Wasn't it all like, wasn't his whole appeal that he was going to dismantle this like,
yep.
Ugh. We been bamboozled.
Cincinnati's going to be like owned by the guy that runs TikTok and it's just going to be like an influencer city. Jeez. Be great.
He wants to be king of New York, dude.
Think of like the Peter Thiel connection. We're mentioning Peter Thiel so much that when he does take over, we're definitely on the top of the list.
Of being taken care of,
right, I Peter hope. Thiel? Because we're big supporters of you.
We love you.
We
Thiel.
Think what you're doing is really cool.
Thiel's honestly my favorite color now.
I'll hear him out.
Yeah. He's a libertarian. He's always said that, but he's voiced so much of how our current structure of democracy does not work.
Yeah.
And so, but he is really good friends with Trump. He was the primary source of getting J.D. Vance elected as vice president.
Right.
He has one of the largest AI contracts with the U.S. government, with Palantir. He's in
everything.
Now he's in the medical industry.
And he wants transhumanism to replace humanism.
Yes. And it's like...
and anyone who resists...
there's just going to be a robot city.
There might be.
That'd be a great test. Like, just like give like,
oh, dude, you
like
imagine?
One city in South Dakota. It's just like, no one come here. We're testing out some transhumanism stuff.
Dude, you imagine like the horror film that you could make when you get to the final boss and it's Peter Thiel and you're talking and then you realize you're talking to a robot and Peter Thiel has his face, but
he taps on your shoulder behind you. I'm right here.
His humanity is gone.
Dude, you see Trump on the top of the White House?
Oh, yeah, walking around. They're like, what are you doing on the roof?
You look like Michael Scott on the roof.
He's like, walking's good for your health. Good for your health.
They're like, they're like, what are you going to do? He's like, I'm going to build something. They're like, what are you going to build? He's like,
something beautiful.
Like, it was so random.
Yeah, they're building a new White House ballroom.
Really?
$200 million project.
Worth it.
He's privately financing it, though.
Yeah, I know.
Oh.
But you're
it's
literally,
important to know he's you're not literally using your taxpayer dollars.
But he's also altering the White House.
I would want to. I would want to leave my stamp.
I guess they did put a bowling alley in there at one point. So it's like,
yeah. That's great, man. Whatever.
He's just on the phone with Dana White.
Where do you want it?
What would you do?
Well, what's your one addition to the White House?
That's a good question.
Trampoline park or something.
Yeah.
All the hallways have those like running trampolines.
Yeah.
I think mine would be like kid related too. I think I'd want to put in like a really cool, cute playground.
Yeah.
Maybe it has one. I've never been there.
I would just have one section just literally sponsored by Dave and Buster's. Like it's pure white, beautiful. Yeah. And then over there is just LEDs.
Andrew would have like a shooting range or something.
That was literally the answer.
Stop shooting off the White House.
They do have a shooting range in it.
Like an archery tack course.
Mm. Do they?
Yeah, it's for the Secret Service. I think they practice and stuff.
That's sick.
Shooting people.
Oh my gosh.
Speaking of shooting people.
Yeah.
Which don't do people.
Ever.
I saw this interview with this guy, very short interview. It was TikTok. It's all on TikTok. But it was from an interview. Don't know who this guy is.
Yeah.
He seemed important.
But he was wearing a suit. He's gotta be.
He was talking about basically since World War II, 70 years, there's been over 300 activations of nuclear missiles.
What?
Basically, he's like, that's 300 people hitting the button. Do all this stuff, 300 activations of nuclear missiles to kill people, start wars. Every single one of those 300 activations of nuclear missiles have been intercepted or stopped by a UFO or something that they see.
Excuse me?
That's what he said. And he said, it's either somehow our future self stopping us or we're surrounded by intelligences that we don't understand.
Yeah. We keep hearing that theme over and over and over again.
He said this
kind of like that pilot.
What's his source?
He said people high up. He said, but there's been over 300 activations and all 300 times it's been stopped by something.
I don't know what to say there. Okay, like, for fear of sounding dumb, can you have, like, a nuclear missile that's not catastrophic? Or he's talking about, like, a war-starting...
War-starting nuclear missile.
From which countries? Like, how do we not know about this?
Well, you think about 70 years, there's been primarily two or three.
Yeah.
U.S., North Russia.
Korea. Does North Korea have a nuclear weapon?
Yeah.
300 times. That's crazy.
I mean, that, so the that goes
US
back.
Has wanted to nuke somebody?
Or the other way around.
We don't know.
Yeah, maybe.
I mean, that's why I go back to, you know, Jim Carrey in Hawaii. Like, something was on its way.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes. True that.
There's no way that the panic button gets pushed without, like, 20 levers are you sure?
Yeah, that's not just an accidental text.
Yeah. Right after that, I saw this clip of this documentary that I want to watch by Vice. You know Vice?
Yeah.
And they interviewed the British atomic veterans. So apparently after World War II, they did an insane amount of nuclear testing, like blowing up nukes. Yeah. And they used a lot of soldiers for experiments like on ships, like in the ocean. And some of the clips they were talking about, like, so they would be on a ship in the ocean and they'd set off a nuke and they'd say, okay, now cover your eyes with your hands. And they said, with the brightness and radiation that these nukes put off, they said they could literally see their bones through their skin. And one guy said, talking to the interviewer, he said, if the bomb were to blow up behind you and I was staring at you, he said, I could see every bone in your body.
And what kind of cancers do these men have today?
I don't know. They're all old dudes, so.
That's amazing.
They're probably all like superhumans now.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
It's like literally holding a flashlight or something kind of similar, but just fully transparent.
But he said you do this and you would see your bones in your hand.
That's so scary.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
You think you're dying.
Yeah.
Big time.
And he said, and then it was like it was this bright light. He said it wasn't bright. He said it was just white.
Yeah.
And you would see your skeleton.
Mm-hmm.
And then he said the immense heat that came from it. And then, like, it was loud and it was crazy. So I want to watch this because it sounds super fascinating.
The tan lines would have been crazy.
So, yeah, you just tan out of your face.
Your buddy's he put on his bathing suit. He took all of his clothes so he could get a tan.
You see Versace is suing that guy. He put, like, stickers all over him, like a Versace bag. And he went and got a tan. And so he just had a full print of a Versace. Versace's, like, suing him, apparently.
Why?
I don't know. Louis Vuitton.
Louis Vuitton. Sorry, yeah. I don't know. But yeah, it's super funny. But he's just walking around full tan, but he's got all these marks and the stars.
That's really
funny. It's hilarious.
I would think that was a marketing thing. Why would you sue
it's
him?
A free billboard. Why don't we have, like, when we think of, like, nuclear testing videos, we have a ton from, like, the 1900s. We have a ton. Like, remember the one in the water and, like, all why don't we have any new footage?
Because I think we don't really test them all that much. I think something was passed where you're not allowed to necessarily set them off anymore.
But you have to test them if you're building or testing.
Maybe you could test the components.
Yeah.
I mean, they drop duds, like, without the warhead armed. When I lived in Fort Walton Beach, I don't know if they were nuclear, but it was crazy. They'd be like, hey, they're doing tests. And it'd be like, you know, an hour away out in the middle of the woods, and they'd just be dropping just nothing but metal, and even that, like, all the pictures on the wall go pow, like when those would
that's
hit.
Crazy. Wow.
That's nutso.
Wifels, he just did this video about the, I think it was a Three-Eye Atlas, whatever comet is supposed to come close to us, and he did the whole scenario, like, if it hit Earth, it basically would destroy Earth.
Yeah, and it doesn't take much, right? He said, like, a supernova giving off a tiny bit of energy pushes it. It's done.
Yeah, and... But the fact that scientists, like, really around the world aren't necessarily working together to divert these comets, like, if they do get close. And one thing is, you're not allowed, because you would be like Bruce Willis it and put a nuke on this comet, right?
Yeah.
You're not allowed to do that because there's a worldwide treaty that there's not allowed to, you're not allowed to have nuclear missiles or warheads in space.
Yeah.
So it's like, maybe we should just change that for testing to see if a comet's
gonna hit us. Or let's just collaborate on it. Like, that's what I don't understand, this idea of, like, it being like a one and done scenario. Like, if we do this one time, Now there's going to be a million nukes in space. It's like, if we all talk about it, like, communication is key, you guys.
Yeah.
Maybe that's naive.
I mean, yeah. I everybody leverages anything. Then you got somebody saying, well, our scientists see something's going to be here on this day, so yeah, we need to get up there.
Which, that movie is fantastic, by the way, if you've not seen that. Everybody go watch Armageddon.
It is great.
Never seen it, by the way. And that one and Independence Day, I feel like, are like kind of the same conversation. Yeah.
This week, that's your homework.
Okay.
Because we're not filming together basically for 3 more episodes.
Yeah. But the Office ruined the ending for me. I know. Yeah.
Good thing
is.
I haven't seen all 3 of those.
And I don't want to miss a thing. That's how the whole song in that movie. Another thing to watch, ninjas, not to transition, Joshua, is Joe Rogan's episode with Chad Hicks. Did you guys watch it?
No, but he's been talking about it.
I have not heard a gospel presentation like that probably in my lifetime.
So
I mean,
good.
3 hours of goosies, you guys.
Yeah.
For reals.
That's awesome.
This man is on it.
What's so cool, he's an ultra marathon runner, right? And they didn't talk about that
at all, basically
until like the last 10 minutes, barely.
Really?
But the whole time he was just telling Joe Rogan about Jesus, basically.
So cool.
Yeah. And I mean, super Georgian Southern accent.
Not even just Joe Rogan, but think of the millions of people who are listening to that.
Oh, yeah.
It's the coolest thing in the world.
Yeah.
What a great opportunity.
Dude, we should go to Georgia because he does that monthly.
I know.
Like,
I told Josh that.
Let's do it.
I said, if it involves running, I'm out.
He's like, I'm not running,
24
Lily.
Hours.
Yeah, that's insane.
I'll bring you in
he
a wheelchair.
He does like, was it the
307 Project.
307 Project, yeah.
But everybody pushes each other to keep going. It's not about getting anywhere. It's just like, keep going. Let's do it.
So running for 24 hours?
Let's do it.
Is that basically it? No, I'm good.
No, thank you.
I walk in the morning and it hurts my knee. So
where are you at? I haven't checked the app.
Yeah, you're killing me right now.
Everyone,
Hobbit.
I'm not even working out.
Everyone download the app Journey Hike.
Or Fantasy Hike.
Fantasy Hike. It's a fantasy hike to Mordor, and it tracks your real steps, and it shows you the path on how close you are to Mordor. So you have a little catching up to do, but yeah, download it.
Me, Andy, and Andrew are racing right now. Andrew's winning with 36.9 miles. I'm in second with 31.4, and then Andy's 22.3.
The thing is, I forgot my phone multiple times, and that ticks me off because you can't just like adjust it.
Dude, I've been so like, if I walk, even in the house, if I walk anywhere, I would grab my phone and put it in my pocket.
Yeah. Kelsey has an Apple Watch, and so I think she's going to start doing it too.
Oh, yeah, because you could sync your Apple Watch to it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Smart. Smart.
No, it's also smart. It's going to Patreon right after this, patreon.com/ninjas or butterflies, because we asked some crazy stuff. I want you to tell Lily the story of the Mexican pilot.
Yes, Mr. Perez, the pilot. It's terrifying. We talked about it on the live last week with Ruslan.
Spooky.
Very, very spooky. Speaking of nuclear stuff. Yeah, big time.
Yeah.
But I'll do Beast of Gévaudan.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Was
or do you
French?
Want to save it? No, let's do it.
We can do it.
Yeah.
Patreon. It's half researched.
Okay.
So.
So we got that. Also, YouTube membership, guys. Mm-hmm. We got a nice little posse here on YouTube.
What's up? That's dope.
You don't get as much as you do on Patreon, but it's still, you get early access. You get full episodes. I mean, we're going to be doing
extra episodes.
Some little tiny perks here and there as well for the YouTubes. And we might even do like member live videos only.
Oh, yeah.
Patreon and members only.
Oh, yeah.
That'd be kind of fun. So
definitely.
Make sure Patreon also has swag, everything like that. But speaking of swag, SundayCool.com. If you work at a church or a corporation or a business or know somebody that does, they need merch, they need hats, they need stickers, they need shirts. We do that here. All right? So go to SundayCool.com and order today.
Yeah.
So you're shaking your head at me. You're like, no, we don't do that anymore. We don't do shirts anymore.
It's a fruit fly.
Dude, what is with these fruit flies?
Yeah, there's got to be something.
Obviously there's something. It could be anything. It could be under this rug. It could be tucked away in one of these nooks.
I didn't see them until Lily walked in.
Ooh, that's actually true.
Dude, I heard
it's
the
them stanky
scariest,
feet, dude.
Watch it. I heard the scariest ghost story. Maybe I'll tell it to you guys on the Patreon.
Oh, definitely. Ghost story from Lily? Are you kidding me? You got to go to patreon.com. We love you guys so much.
Love you.
Anything else I need to do? FloridaTorto.com.
Yeah.
Limited seats left.
Yeah.
October, baby. We're going live in Jacksonville, Tampa, and Orlando. Come see us live. Come hang out with us. And the Bible's Funny with Mr. Anthony Russo, Mr.
Gonna be,
Tim.
It's going to be a real fun show, people.
Absolutely. We love you guys so much.
Love you guys. Bye-bye.
See you later.
Bye. Dolphins.
What you're about to see may disturb you.
Vominos!
If any of you know what these
multi-decade UAP
dolphins are,
aliens...
You're gonna have a heart attack when you see your eye broken!
Bottlenose.
Fish sticks. There's a massive police response.
Oh, the dolphin thing?
Oh my god! Dolphin style attack!